She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We're also live on the internet, so those of you that cannot pick up the radio signal or your friends or family that cannot pick it up, advise them to go to the website, www.georgenita.com. Well, we broadcast live on the internet, okay, so that more people can get the information. Now, as far as gasoline octane across America, there is no such thing as a 91 octane. The 91 is actually 88. And this I have tested. And yes, Channel 2 News did go to check with the oil companies to see if what I'm saying is true. And Gina Mangieri came back and said that my testing was wrong. Now, back in 2005, the oil companies met with the state of Hawaii to ask if they had to put ethanol in the gas, if they could be allowed to lower the octane by three numbers. And instead of checking everything out, they went ahead and said yes. You can go ahead and lower it. Now, as soon as they did that, the oil companies ran back in and said, you have to change that sticker that says 10% ethanol, because they claim to the state that they could not measure exactly 10%. So the sticker had to say up to 10%. Okay? Well, that's not true, because think, this is all common sense, folks. If it's true that they cannot measure 10%, then how in the world are they blending the gasoline? Okay? If they can't blend it, they can't measure 10%, what are they doing? You know, are they saying, oh, this is about right, this is okay? No. You, the people, are paying big bucks for gasoline. It should be what you see on the pump. Well, all across the USA, it's not. It's down across the USA by three numbers. Everything. The 87 is 84, and the 89 is 86. Now, go look at your owner's manual in the glove box. Read it before you damage your car. A lot of cars, it says in there, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. That's true. Most of you out there that don't read your owner's manual and believe what you see on the pump are damaging your cars big time. A lot of cars today, especially Europeans, BMW, Mercedes, and all that, requires 92. There is no such thing. Okay? And the gasoline is blended when the gas tanker truck, the delivery truck, goes to pick up gas from the terminal, and that's the time it is blended. It is not blended in those huge storage tanks. It is blended when the truck picks up the fuel to deliver to whatever station. And that's the reason why not all stations are the same. Okay? As we test, the shell gas is the best. For all shell?
Well, you have Dean on the line. I don't know if that's what he's calling about.
Oh, okay. His ear must have been ringing.
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Yeah, George, hey, I just had to chime in to tell the listeners of a recent incident, what happened this morning. I'm trying to do my yard work, and just using fresh pump gas, supposedly 92, to run my weed whacker. Put a fresh spark plug. Cannot get it started. It starts and stalls immediately. And how can this? Is fresh gas off the pump? You know, the premium graded gas, supposedly. Ah, 50% ethanol, one pool. My weed whacker was running again.
Mm-hmm.
The point I'm making is that you cannot depend on straight pump gasoline. If even the weed whacker cannot even start up and run without stalling immediately, think of the damage it's doing to our cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're right about that. I mean, the gasoline that we put in our cars, it's not strong. I mean, look at a weed whacker, no computerized systems, the lawnmower, no computerized systems. The thing won't even run. They'll start up and die immediately.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But whoever is listening, you know, the things that we do and you do is to help the people. And it's sad when people don't listen.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and you see them even at the pump. I know you see them when you go to fill gas. You see a Mercedes using 87.
Mm-hmm.
I see that all the time.
Jaguar is
better.
Yep, they want 94
things. Yep. But the owners go and put 87.
Yeah, put 87, which is, you know, could be 84 or maybe not even.
Even worse. So, you know, yeah. I mean, it's the gas is bad, and you know, because you test it. And a lot of the brands that you test, your tester don't even read it. It's so low.
Yeah, it's so low. I can't even get a reading on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You know, but mm-hmm. Channel 2 News, Gina Mangieri says, oh, no, the way we check it is wrong.
Yeah, cannot be. How can if NASCAR check their octane the way we do? Because they want to be sure they're going to win the race.
Yep.
I mean, every octane number, even in racing counts, whether it's 99 or 105.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't get to the race. But really, I mean, that this morning was an eye-opener that how straight pump gas cannot even run a lawnmower or weed whacker.
Well, you know, Dean, I don't know how majority of the people in Hawaii can run pump gas.
Yeah, cannot. You have to have ethanol. We need ethanol in this place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so anyway, I have been testing gas from the Big Island to Kauai. And just for your information, I don't know why, but in Hilo, the Big Island, all brands, the 92 is 91. All brands. How is that? But not on Oahu, not on Maui, and most of all, the lowest octane is on Kauai. Why is that? Well, I figured out that maybe it's because the people on Kauai do not complain at all. At all. So the place that don't complain, they get the worst. Remember that old saying? The squeaky wheel gets the oil? Well, You don't squeak, you don't get it. So, anyway.
We have Ernie on the line.
Hi, Ernie.
Yeah, George, I just thought I'd give you some good news. I did two tests yesterday, first in Po'oa, and it was only 740, but Kaneohe came out at 761. So I added up the last test going from November 18, December 12, December 28, December 31, January 12, January 23, and February 17. And Shell Kaneohe comes out really good at 746.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I'm at it again.
But all the stations are different, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody assumed it's the same.
Yeah.
No. They're different.
Well, yeah, no, of course. But I've had I had two 735, 7248, 737, 748, and then a 761.
Wow.
So.
That's good. Where was the 761?
That was Kaneohe Shell. I did the last seven times I've been there alone, and they come out with an average of 746. That's seven readings at Shell Kaneohe. That the first one I took notes was November 18. I had already tested their gas maybe five, six, seven times before I start registering all this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I'm glad to do it. I help people at the pump all the time and tell them, you know, you got to put 92 Shell in. That's it. So,
that's right.
Yep. Okay, George.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Okay, we got one more Shell gas card to give away. Now that we're talking about gasoline and Shell, we got one more to give away. And the easy trivia, they're all easy. Easy trivia coming up right now. So listen up. And this is for either men or women. Because we're over Valentine's. Okay? In that area, Kaheka, between Kiamoku and Kalakaua, that big area there, Kaheka, you familiar with that? Where Holiday Mart is, or
Don Quixote.
The Don Quixote's, okay? What was there before it got developed? What was there? Back in the 60s, 50s and 60s, what was there? Give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080, okay? I need the name of what was there, okay? And that's for a Shell gas card. Okay, we have
Brent from Honolulu.
Hi, Frank.
Brent.
No,
oh, Brent.
Hi,
Brent.
Was that a Holiday Mart?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
That was before Holiday Mart.
Oh, before Holiday Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what year was that?
1955.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that long. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Anyway, okay. What was there where Holiday Mart and Don Quixote was back in the 55, back in 1955 to 1960?
Okay.
What was there back then? 524-1080. Give us a call and try. It's an easy question. I can hear everybody on the computer now trying to find out what was there.
I think you gave that trivia before too.
Oh yeah, that's why I said it's easy. If you're a regular listener, you know what it is because I said it before. Now, I could have made it harder, you know, like what year was the first hotel built in Waikiki?
Hello,
but no. We make it easy.
Okay.
Anyway, give us a call and win the last Shell guest card. We have one more left. Okay? Anyway, what do we have?
We have Raymond on the line.
Hi, Raymond.
It's his wife. Hi.
Sorry, you have to lower your radio.
Go ahead. He's driving. He could. The answer to the question was movie driving theater.
Huh?
Movie driving theater.
What is the name?
Shimabuku.
What?
Never mind.
No, I need the name of the, well, your answer.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, okay. I need the name and what was there. The lady had part of it, but not all of it. Okay? And again, this trivia Hello. Question was asked before.
Hello, Automotive.
Okay? So, anyway. Let's see the next caller. You know, you hear the news about affordable housing, how the mayor is talking about it, the governor's talking about it. Well, for your information, folks, all of Kaka'ako, the developments there, require 15% affordable housing. Okay? That's the law. Now, whoever changed it or tried to do or bypass it, I don't know. But that is the law. And I'm telling you for a fact because I was appointed by George Ariyoshi, Governor George Ariyoshi, on the HCDA. And we made the rules. And one of the rules is if you're going to build a building higher than four floors, you have to put 15% of that building affordable units. And the affordable units were supposed to be sold at cost, no markup. So you have to present your invoice on what each unit costs to be built. Okay? And it's not being done that way. I mean, you, the people of Hawaii, are getting screwed over. Okay? All this tax increase, and making living in Hawaii very hard. And that's causing more and more people to become homeless and more people moving away, leaving only the seniors here. Think about it. That's not right. Paradise is not affordable anymore. Okay, who do we have?
We have Bruce from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Good.
Hi.
I was gonna call. Hi. I was gonna call in and say I know it's a drive-in there, especially on that that shopping center area where that's a Shell gasoline station. But I knew up because I went to that drive-in when I was active duty.
What was the name?
Drive-in also, was that Kim?
What was the name?
Kim Drive-in. Kim Drive-in.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Call us back and try. What's that?
Let me ask you one other question. When you said they put that the octane on the pump, didn't it say that it was up to 10%?
The ethanol is up to 10%.
Up to 10%.
Yeah, so it could be one.
Deceiving, they were deceiving the people.
All the time.
And everybody, people thinking that it was 10%, but it says up to 10%. So you. It was flawed.
Very yep.
Flawed.
And okay. Only in Hawaii.
Yeah. Scam.
Okay.
Thieves.
Thanks
They're
for
thieves.
The call.
Okay. No, thanks.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, It even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again then. How's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great here. And fascinating that you were talking about the affordable housing, because I also read, I guess, what, the mayor is coming up with this new plan? And I did, of course, research as always. And you know what the fascinating part about affordable housing is?
What's that?
Is it's only affordable to the first person.
What do you mean to the first person?
Like, in other words, if you qualify to buy the house at affordable housing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You own the house, correct?
Right.
The people sell it at market value.
That's right.
So,
but you cannot sell it. If you buy an affordable housing, one of the rules that you have to agree to, it cannot be sold for 10 years.
Right, but the point is, though, is that after 10 years...
It goes back on the market.
...market value,
yep.
And you lose that affordable housing. That's
yep.
what the article I was reading was saying, that it's like chasing your own tail.
Yep.
Because once you're in there, like you said, even if you wait 10 years, most of the people in affordable housing sell it at market value and move on to a more expensive place. And it takes that affordable housing out of the pool of affordable housing.
Now, the point I was trying to put across, Bob, is those condos in Kaka'ako that are selling the cheapest for $1 million and up, that high-rise was supposed to sell 15% of the units at affordable price.
Right.
But they're not doing it.
And, yeah, you're correct. But what I was saying is, too, like, we're both agreeing. The whole program is the wrong approach, is what I was going to get to.
Too much politics.
It's too much politics.
Right.
Again, it's been proven time and time again, if you build housing, you know, for people that are of the lower income, like the housing they have here, what's the place called they have all the problems at? The Manor?
Hmm?
Anyway, you know, whenever they try to do these things, it never works out the way they plan it to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a common thing, but every 10 years, somebody comes up with the same plan. You know, we're going to make developers build affordable housing.
And but like, the developers always argue the point.
Right, yeah, of course, because everybody wants to make money.
Yep.
I mean, that's universal. Doesn't matter. That's the person that gets the affordable housing wants to make money when they sell the house or if they stay in there. Anyway, what my whole point was, this is another one of those circular arguments with, like, no real solution because, you know, it's I don't know how you fix it. Just like homelessness, how do you stop people from wanting to be homeless?
Well, I don't think they want to be homeless, but... Majority of the people in Hawaii are one paycheck from being homeless.
Oh, definitely. Like, I'm one of them.
Yeah, it's the cost of living, Bob. It's crazy.
No, I completely agree with you, and everything just goes up and up.
Except your paycheck.
And then, before I go, and then what's the other thing I heard? The state wants to start charging property tax? On top of the property tax.
Yep.
It's insane.
They try to kill the people of Hawaii. That's what it is.
Like I always tell people, and the reason you can get away with it worse here than anywhere else is because we have no connecting state that you could go, you know what, if you're going to charge me this much for registration, I'm going to register my car in the other county. Right? That's how, you know, the mainland, that's how the prices stay low. Competition.
Yep.
Over here, whatever. We're going to raise taxes. We're going to do this. And then, I know I'm going long, but one other point. Folks, this statement that we're the only place that doesn't pay for garbage collection because they don't bill you separately is a bait and switch. It's just another way for them to add more money on and then make it separate.
Because
I was listening to this art, Hawaii is the only place that doesn't pay for garbage pickup. We've been having garbage pickup since I got here in 76.
Not on the outer islands, Bob. Outer islands, you got to take it to the dump yourself.
Right, exactly. But I'm saying here, it's already been paid for. But now, to get more money out of you, they're telling you you've never paid for it and we need a new tax. And that's all it is about.
Tax.
More money. And on that note, I'm going to more money myself and the rest of the show. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
Okay, we have Ray from Waipahu.
Hi, Ray.
The answer is Kapilani Drive-In.
Wow. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. You won the gas card.
Okay.
So hang on and give Wanda your information. Okay, there went the gas card. See? Oh, so easy. It wasn't hard. So, anyway. There's a lot of things that's happening that's upsetting, especially my good friend Mario Yano. He's just getting bent out of shape. And Every one of you should be too, because so much abuse is going down. The one that really upsets me the most is the gasoline tax, folks. You have computers today. Get on a computer and go look at history. When was it the first time they started charging tax on gasoline? Go look at it. The wording is temporary. There is no such thing as temporary tax. You give these politicians money, you think they're going to give you back the money? Come on. Are you dreaming? Temporary tax? No way. They say temporary so that you don't get all bent out of shape and upside down. The gasoline cost in Hawaii is high because of the tax. So don't blame the oil company. It's the tax. And now they want to add 15 cents more to the gallon of gas? Come on. This is not temporary, folks. All of the tax that you're paying is all permanent. So when they're asking, when the mayor is asking for what they call indefinite tax for the rail, if they put a tax on, it is indefinite. It goes forever. There is no tax that they tax only for a short while. You show me one, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. No way. Okay? Everything's so messed up here. Okay? A person brought in an old Corvette from Kauai. And He tried to change the registration here in Honolulu. The DMV, now get this now, it's a completely stock Corvette, showroom condition. DMV said, oh, it's an old car, so you got to take it down to have it have a reconstruction permit put on the car. Well, I know this law has never changed. It does not need a reconstruction permit. Only vehicles that need a reconstructed permit is vehicles that have changed the looks of their car, like changing the looks of the front bumper, the rear bumper, making the roof lower, higher, longer, shorter, things like that. But putting on wheels, different wheels, tires, engine, is not reconstruction. But the DMV went up and down on this person that they have to get their classic old Corvette a reconstruction permit. That is so absurd. There's nothing different with a Corvette other than his age. I cannot believe the DMV. Everything here is so kapakahi upside down. Why? Why is that? Even the police department don't know what is the real meaning of that reconstruction law. Okay? The old reconstruction law, way back, was anytime you change any part of your car, it needs reconstruction. So Ronald Rimura and a few others, we got together with the legislature and said, look, if that's the letter of the law, then every person in Hawaii needs a reconstruction permit because you changed the oil in your car. Now, isn't that crazy? On the Big Island, they went even more crazy. If you put a pipe rack in the back of your truck to do construction work, you would need a reconstruction permit. That was crazy. Okay? And then this young guy had his Toyota wheels chrome plated. Okay? Regular wheels, chrome plated. The policeman tags him and says, you got to have reconstruction. He goes to the reconstruction place and they said, where's your receipt? Well, this young guy worked at a chrome plating shop. He did it himself. His mom came to see me. She was just furious because she think it's so crazy. So I went down to that reconstruction place and I told the guy, this is way back, what if he put his wheel covers back on? Does he need a reconstruction? He said, oh no, then it's okay. What the heck is the difference? That's how silly it was. Now we've changed that. You can do anything to the wheels, chrome, whatever. Change the wheels, style. That's not reconstruction. Okay? If you cut the car and extend it or something like that, that is reconstruction. You change the looks of the car. You change the engine from a four-cylinder to a V8. That is not reconstruction. So, they don't have the reconstruction law down pat. It's there, but who reads it? So anyway, I think it's break time. What do you think?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my
409. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, It even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just an announcement that Nita's Auto Repair is no longer located on 1316 Kaumoli'i Street. Okay? Nita's Auto Repair is no longer located there. Okay? Now, the other big issue that I have is with Governor Ige. He made a statement on the news that Hawaii has the best schools in the USA. That's not true. Number one, the teachers are not being paid what they should be get paid. And then the other thing is, go and check. The qualifications of the teachers here are not what they're qualified for. I don't want to mention what schools, but I've been checking, and one school, the typing teacher cannot type. He's a phys ed major. He doesn't know how to type, but he's a typing instructor. Okay? Another school. The auto shop teacher is a math major. He's a math teacher. And he himself told me, I don't want to mention the school, but he told me he needs the job and he doesn't know how to change his own oil. What kind of teacher is that? Okay? It goes on. It goes on a lot. It's shocking and sickening that they just shove the teachers in whatever class just for the job. Never mind the children learning anything. Just shove them in there. Okay? And the way they teach the children is open your book and read. Anyway, something has to be done. And obviously, the governor on down don't give a hoot on how these young people will learn. And that's why a lot of people are sending their children to private schools. But it's expensive. Okay? To stop homeless, you have to stop the problem. Majority of the people, or a lot of people, are one paycheck of being homeless. How do you change that? One way that I know of that can change it is ethanol. Energy. Ethanol industry can make Hawaii a better place. Just go, if you don't believe me, go look at Brazil. Ethanol brought Brazil up from third world, and they're now very good. Ethanol. And ethanol can do the same thing for Hawaii. The Philippines are trying to do the same thing. People are waking up. So when is the people of Hawaii going to wake up and jump on this ethanol? Ethanol does not damage anything. Okay? It's very good. And go look it up. Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he made the statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the world. Okay? So, anyway, you were going to say something, Wanda?
I want that fourth trivia winner, Ray, to call me back. And then you have Barbara from Waipahu on the line.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Thank you for giving me a good question. So I just got the Shell card.
Oh, you got it.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then Wednesday, the Senate Bill 1183 for the GET tax, the two committees passed it on to the Senate Budget Committee. Committee.
You know, Barbara, these politicians do not know how to make money. Aside, only thing they know is to tax the living daylights out of the people of Hawaii. That's all they know.
That's why they shouldn't have a paycheck.
That's right. That's right. In a regular business, if your employee does not do the job right, that's it. Punch out, go home.
So people better get onto it and submit or come out for a testimony at the budget committee. We cannot afford this.
Well, I know. But the people of Hawaii, they just mosey along their own way without making noise. That's sad.
And my question is, I asked this before, but can you say again why you shouldn't put let your gas go down below the quarter tank and why you should stop at the top, the click?
Okay. That's a good question. Very good. And I see 99% of you do run your gas down below quarter tank. When you run the gas below quarter tank, the fuel pump in the gas tank get exposed and it heats up. The manufacturers put the fuel pump in the gas tank because they want it to break. They want everything to give you humbug. Okay?
So why does it break now?
The gasoline cools the pump. So when it exposed, after you go down past quarter tank, it gets exposed, it heats up. And heats up is bad for the pump. But if they put the pump outside next to the gas tank, then the air can cool it. But they don't want that. No, no, no. Because it's going to last too long. Okay?
Okay, I got that.
Okay. Now, filling the gas and shutting it off when it clicks off. The reason I recommend stop right there is because you go a little more and make it even fuller. The gas goes in the vapor recovery unit that's located by the gas tank. The vapor recovery unit is supposed to be an emission control thing, but it's actually a safety thing because it takes out the oxygen from the gas tank. So if you have a bad accident, it does not explode. It cannot explode or burn because fuel cannot ignite without oxygen. Okay?
Wait, now say that again, no?
The vapor recovery unit that is by the gas tank takes out the vapor from the gas tank, so there is no vapor, but it's actually taking out oxygen. When there's no oxygen in the gas tank, it cannot burn or explode. So it's safer. They put it on there for environmental reason, but it's actually a safety thing. We discovered that when it's working, it removes oxygen from the gas tank. Okay?
So if you don't get into an accident, it's okay.
No. That's if you get rear-ended or anything, or there's a fire, you know, it won't explode because there's no oxygen in the tank. You need oxygen to have a fire. Okay?
So, okay, my next question is related to the other two. Since I have to put at least 8 gallons... I either have to go over the click or below the quarter tank.
Not recommended to go below quarter tank.
So better to go over the click.
No, not recommended to go over the click.
But that's the only way I'm going to get the 10 cents.
With your Shell Rewards card.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Barbara, how much is your life worth? 10 cents?
So my question is, if I have to choose, going over the click is better.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it sounds like below the quarter tank, it's damaging the car more than over the click. Because you're going to use it up pretty quick.
When you start the car, when it's over the first click, mm-hmm. it'll suck fuel into the vapor recovery unit, damaging it.
Oh, so I cannot use the fuel rewards card.
Well, I'm just telling you what I recommend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, we need to go to a break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, you heard Bob saying about affordable housing. Okay? All of the high-rises in Kaka'ako, 15% of it is supposed to be affordable. It's not. Affordable is at construction costs. No markup. But who wants to sell it like that? None of them. And I guess I heard that Abercrombie told HCDA, just give them the permit and let them build it. And don't need affordable housing. That's your so-called governor. Okay? And these politicians, you have to watch them. Because they get swayed by money. The other thing that's supposed to be an issue is the sewer. Anybody putting up a high-rise, more than four floors, has to pay their portion of the sewer upgrade. Well, the sewer has not been upgraded and is backed up. I don't know who's going to pay for it. That's why they want to tax some more. They want to raise the taxes and raise the taxes until you, the people of Hawaii, stand your ground and say no more. End it right here. You gotta make these politicians accountable, folks. They're lucky they don't live in Thailand, because they've been hanging from all the trees. Thailand don't tolerate that kind of stuff. Okay? The police department is not being paid the right amount. The gasoline provided that is sold to the police department is sold too high and not the right grade. It's only affecting everything. Okay? Damaging everything and all that. The ambulances, half of them, more than half of them, the engines are broken. When are you going to say something? When there's no more ambulance left? I don't know. This is getting so sickening. If you know Mario Yano, talk to him. Oh, make sure you have a long time to talk, because he's got a lot of gripes about stuff that's happening in Hawaii. I give him credit. He's trying to do something. And if he was to call on my radio show, we need 3 hours, not one. So anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. Pro Tent is who we recommend going to, because they have a good clear tent for the windshield that cuts out heat and UV more than any tent and makes the car cooler. You don't have to park your car and put up the shade to protect your dash and inside. Way easier. called Pro Tent Hawaii, and have them put on that special tent. They have it. I seen it in, at the SEMA show, and it was fantastic. Really great. And Pro Tent Hawaii has it. I wish I could give you the number, but anyway, you go look it up, Pro Tent Hawaii. Yeah. He's got that good tent. Okay? And Crestec Cleaning Center has the good oils that we recommend. And Crestec is located on Kapilani Boulevard, right close to McKinley Car Wash. Pro-Tent's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. Okay? So anyway. And if you need any of the other information, you can go to my website and get the information there. Okay? Tomorrow, Dr. Terry Shintani is having a seminar at the Kokoi Plaza on the bottom floor. It's called Energy Enhancing System. It's a free seminar, and just give him a call at 628-8784. 628-8784. Okay.
Okay, we have Bruce on the line, I guess.
Hey,
hi, Bruce.
I was listening attentively to what you were saying about the fuel pump not letting your tank go below a quarter tank, because your fuel pump would be exposed because it's cooled by the gas, right?
Right.
Okay, and then if you go a quarter, if you go a pump up over a quarter, over the first click, when you're filling it up, what happens?
You have a good chance of damaging the vapor recovery unit.
Vapor recovery unit. Okay, all right. Okay, because the fumes or whatever get trapped in there or whatever?
The
like
gas
that.
Goes in the vapor recovery unit and damages it.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Okay, and then, well, why she said she couldn't get the $8? She's after the $8 or the 10 cents? What? I didn't understand.
It's her tank is small.
Uh-huh. So she has, say, for instance, like on the capacity of an 8-gallon tank, I see it?
She has a 10-gallon tank.
So if she just had so happens just to get it down.
No, you got to think. If she goes down to the bottom, she can put 8 gallons.
Right.
But then the gas pump, the fuel pump will be exposed.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be dangerous for her.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was talking to Wanda about, because I says I got 17-gallon dual tank, and I generally don't let it go down below quarter tank. I just get it up to a half tank.
The other good point on not going below quarter tank is if you have an emergency, you can drive to wherever you got to go.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like that commercial, Heli. The wife is pregnant, he's trying to rush her to the hospital, and he's empty. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, but could she just chance to say, for instance, just getting it, she got a 10-gallon tank, could she just take it down a quarter below the 8-gallon and then start from there?
Nope.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Hey, well, what was the name of the drive-in? I didn't get it.
Kapi'olani Drive-In.
Kapi'olani Drive-In. Okay. All right, John. Hey, have a good week.
You too.
All right, bye.
Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, get involved, take care of each other, and most of all, take care of Hawaii. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.